Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
On offense, I feel like it's a harder answer. On defense, I think it's fairly obvious to me. The answer is Chris Jones. What would you do? Like, genuinely, how would you even get a pass rush if he wasn't available anymore? You're just going to scrap it together? Hope Peter Woods is the goods immediately? That's a nightmare scenario. I think on defense, it is him, or maybe the Nick Bolton types, because
he's the second name for me. Then Mansoor Delaney after that, or Carl Loftus.
And so I think there's a few answers you can make a slight argument for. I think the answer is Chris Jones, but Nick Bolton would probably be second for me on the defensive end. On offense, I think there's a much bigger debate, and I think it's Ken Walker. Despite the fact I've never actually watched him play a single snap in a game, I think their entire offensive offseason game plan surrounds a guy who can actually make a big play. And if all of a sudden they were down to Emmett Johnson and DeMercado, the drop-off is significant between that and Breshard Smith and Ken Walker. And I've watched them try to struggle when guys like Pacheco weren't available and it went down to the depths. And I think it might be Ken Walker, even more than Rice or somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to agree with you on this, but it seems like it would be boring. But I will tell you, I 100% think the answer is Kenneth Walker as well. Not only, as you said, is their offensive plan from this offseason to involve the running back more clearly, they also haven't had a running back like this in years. The way Patrick Mahomes has brought up number nine has been, I think, very noticeable as well, the way Travis Kelce has talked about Ken Walker. So there's no doubt. I think he's the answer after Mahomes. After that, you're probably back into still, once again, Travis Kelce, even if I think the offense shouldn't run through him anymore. I think we all recognize the rest.
Kelce second?
It's because of the rest of the tight ends.
After
that, you're
it'd
down
be pretty
to
bad.
Noah Gray, Jared Wiley, maybe Jake Brenningstuhl, our guest from yesterday. I mean, that's your tight end room.
What about Simmons, though? What about
alignment? Yeah, He's close. He would have been the next name. Then I probably would have said Rice.
I think
Simmons, go ahead.
I was going to say number one for me is Josh Simmons, actually. Because if you – or you're telling me that Jalen Moore, who has been sketchy at least in camp, and then Benson is actually playing right, I would not want to be in a situation where the potential for, regardless of the weapons, Mahomes is getting hounded from day one immediately or whenever it were to happen. I would be – that would scare me more than –
That's a great answer,
than Kenneth Walker getting hurt.
Yeah, no, that's a phenomenal answer as well. I think Josh Simmons, we saw last year when they were down to backup tackles – what that did for this entire offensive line. And that's why I think people got nervous yesterday when we saw the back injury news around Simmons, although once again, the reporting out there suggests it's not something serious, but Simmons not practicing today. I would probably go in, if we did now, like we did our top four, I think my order would be number one, Ken Walker, two, Kelsey. I think I'd go Simmons three, I'd go Rice four, five. I mean, at that point in time, honestly, it might be Xavier Worthy or Cyrus Allen if you're going to go with Cody's optimistic.
Or it's Jalen Moore. You know? It's the other tackle spot. Or
I think it's Worthy.
Probably five for me.
Yeah, like, I'd probably go Worthy.
Creed would be somewhat high on my list. He's one of the best centers in the NFL and has a rapport, doesn't miss time, is available for Mahomes. I think that would be a really tough transition. I think Simmons is two. Ken Walker, one. Simmons, two. And then it might be Creed, or it might be some other offensive.
So you don't think Travis is in the top four?
Travis
or five
is important.
For you?
There's no doubt he is in the top five. If I was making a list, he's in the top five. Rice is where it becomes interesting because then you got to like tell yourself, well, they've been able to move the ball even when Rice is gone. So he is not. Now they're not nearly as good on offense, but they have been able to survive and win games, plenty of games in previous years without Rashee Rice. And so, like in a weird way, it's like I know he's important, but I also.
I mean, I could use that same logic with Kenneth Walker, though. They've won plenty of games without Kenneth Walker.
That's fair. They've never played a game without him, but, like, I get your point. Because they've won plenty of games without Isaiah Pacheco.
It's clearly a way worse backfield than what they have right now.
Although I would say that those first 2 years when they were winning a lot more games was at least the best version of Pacheco.
Good Pacheco.
Not Pacheco hurt and terrible last year and the rest of the running back room behind it. I also just think that it hurts because it was a huge part of your plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know you have in Travis and all this other stuff, and it is a part of your plan, no doubt about it. But I think the entire reshaping of the offensive game plan was around the addition of Ken Walker. Simmons, too, just makes sense because then what? What if you don't have your left tackle? Then what? Then like they don't have any depth on the offensive line
Jalen
at all.
Moore would have to be your left tackle and Benson would be your right tackle.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Question mark.
I'm not even sure. Can Ken Walker make good for that?
You would have two massive question marks on your tackles. It doesn't mean one of them couldn't work out, but it would be a massive question.
Drew, would you argue anyone besides Chris Jones on defense? Would you make the argument for Nick Bolton? They don't have a lot of good linebacker depth.
I think there's an argument for Nick Bolton maybe after Mansoor and after Chris Jones. Because I think Mansoor is important enough, obviously, where if he's not there, then you're relying on, I mean, it would be probably Chris Wolin Wallace or somebody like that, or Snead, I suppose.
Snead and Noel Williams.
I think you can make an argument for Nick Bolton just because of the trust that Spags has in him to run the defense, essentially.
Yeah.
I don't know who that would be next up if that was Tranquil would switch over or what the case would be. I think there's an argument for Bolton, for sure.
Bolton's missed a little bit of time. I can't remember who wore the green dot when he was out, though. I feel like it was Tranquil.
It had to have been, right? It wasn't Leo. It wasn't Leo. It probably was Tranquil.
Because Nick Bolton, he plays linebacker, so I just feel like linebacker's missing a game or two.
I think Noel Williams and Karlaftis would round out the top five on defense for me, where it would be Jones or Delane, one or two, Karlaftis, and also Bolton, and then I would include Noel Williams in there as well.
I think that's a good list. My only question, he's probably not on mine yet, but I wonder if we would change our tune like 5 or 6 weeks from now. I wonder if Tonga or Woods ends up being on our list there because I have a feeling they're going to be able to shut down the run a lot better this year. We might say, no, those guys have changed the entire run defense, Tonga in particular in that scenario. But I wonder if those are two guys that I think I'd have a chance if we were to redo this exercise on defense in about a month and a half, we might all of a sudden say one of those guys.
Well, because they have both of them, it's like weirdly if they got hurt, you'd be like, well, at least there's the other one.
No, I hear you. Different roles, but for sure.
Yeah,
right? I mean, Tonga's going to be more the first and second down run stuffing guy. Third downs, I think, is when we'll see a ton of Peter Woods, at least early in his career. As things evolve, he can end up being closer. No, there's no, like, Tonga and Woods are never going to be an every down player. That's just not the position. But, I'd be interested to see how they split that up.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do it. I still think it's going to be first and second down. Tonga, third down, Woods on more occasions. Now, I do think that, obviously, I think they'll end up with a very even number.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.